Keys. TAN Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Welcome to Go Yard with Mama Mac, helping you to hit a home run in life when you feel like striking out.
Hey there, everyone in Radio Land. This is a very special night, and I am Mama Mac. And we are very glad to be here with you tonight, live as always on the TAN Talk Radio Network and also later on Starcom Network. And that is wonderful. And guess what, gang? Dr. Angel Falzone, my co-host, is stuck in some kind of traffic between her job and the radio station because of some accident or whatever. She will probably come flying in here by, you know, in any minute. And one of my good friends showed up at the station here, and a person that I'm in ministry with in my church, and she came to listen, but I think you're going to be on the air there, Nan, for a few minutes.
Yeah, I was in the neighborhood, thought I'd drop by.
And that had to be God, because, I mean, here you are, and we are needing somebody else sitting in that chair. Okay, but we're going to be fine. And this is our anniversary, Nan. It's a first one-year anniversary tonight.
I wanted to be here, not in the studio with you guys, but to be here in the station with you to celebrate this monumental time for this program.
It's great. A year ago right now, tonight, we sat in here, and it was the first time Dr. Angel had ever been on the air. And, of course, I have the other show on Sunday that you're a part of, that one.
Right.
And we've been going 9 years on that, but Dr. Angel had never been on the radio. So it was really interesting and cool the way all that worked out, that she was willing to do this show with me. And this whole idea has been kind of in my head for a long time and in my heart, really, to do a life coaching show. So when I presented the idea to her, you know, a couple months before we began, she goes, oh, absolutely, I'll do that, you know. So I think her nerves were a little jittery the first night, but I tell you, not really. You couldn't tell, right? It. I don't think the audience could tell.
No.
So
I listened. You couldn't tell.
Yeah.
And with Dr. Angel, just such a well-rounded person. She has she's so experienced and knowledgeable and everything.
Oh, yeah.
That she's just like a natural. I mean, when you hear her on the radio, she's just a natural at what she does.
She is.
She's just great.
And she's just adapted so beautifully.
Yes.
And our audience has responded so well to her. She's our resident expert, PhD, licensed mental health counselor. And she has a full-time job with a lot of therapists under her. So that's why she's stuck in traffic.
Yes.
Right. Now, but she'll be sliding in here in a few minutes, and then you can slide out and she can slide right in the
Absolutely.
Chair. How about that?
That sounds like a deal.
So, you know, we've been talking this last week or two, Dr. Angel and I, about what we wanted to do for this show. You know, it's a special show. It's our anniversary show. There we go. Thank you, Bobby. Our regular engineer, Chris, is out of town tonight, and Bobby's done our engineering on the other show several mm-hmm. times. So it's good to see you in there in the control room again.
Good to see you, too.
Yeah, it's fun. Radio's great.
There's
just nothing like it. And we have a faithful audience, which is wonderful. And if you out there want to get involved during the show tonight, feel free to do that and just call our number right here in the studio, and Bobby will patch you right into us, 727-441-3000. I'll give you that number one more time, 727-441-3000. And you can You can really, you know, just call in. We'd love to have a comment or whatever. So we just got a text from Doctor, and she's still in traffic.
She's still in traffic. Said that we're doing great.
Okay.
Thank you, Dr. Angel.
All right. Hey, you know, Dr. Angel, you can also call in yourself and weigh in. You could do that while you're sitting in traffic if you decide to do that.
Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah. So, again, that's 727-441-3000. So, Dr. Angel and I were talking about what are we going to do for this special event? And we were talking about how last year at this time, we try to be current, Nan. We try to get, you know, whatever's going on in the news, keep that active, you know, keep it right. involved. And a year ago right now was all about domestic violence and the Ray Rice thing. And so we kicked off our first series last year with that
yes.
whole scandal. Mm-hmm. And we talked for like 3 weeks about domestic mm-hmm. violence and how it affects so many lives across this nation and probably around the world, but in particular in this nation. And we just talked about all the problems with that in homes and in relationships and just how hard it is for, and it can be the abuser can be a woman. It doesn't have to be a man, you know. In that case, it was. But, you know, the abusers in this country, it just seems like there's a lot of that going on. So we talked about that at length last year, actually, at this time. And you remember that series?
I do.
Yeah.
I could relate. Personally, yeah. I could relate with that. So
well,
you know.
There's a lot of us that have gone through situations in our lives that have been abusive in one right. way or another, whether that is a home situation, a spouse situation, or whether or not it's perhaps a work situation right. or whatever. So we kicked off the year with that, and this is kind of a little review and it
review.
For a second here. And then we did a whole series on boundary setting, and we're going to talk about that series for in just a few minutes with this topic tonight. And then we've had all kinds of different topics all through the year on parenting. We've done so many different things, and really, I've got to say that our audience has been very receptive, and we're excited about the audience that has developed. And we during January of this year, Starcom Media Network picked us up. And so now we're in a lot of cities and in different countries, and that's really cool. So we've had a very successful first year, and I'm excited about it. And I know Dr. Angel is too, even though she's sitting in her orange Jeep in traffic.
Yes, so. We just want her to be safe out there.
We just want her to be safe and get here, absolutely. So long story short, Nan, as we were talking about what we were going to do tonight, it seemed to me that a lot of our topics this year have been pretty heavy. They have. Haven't they?
Oh, they have, yes.
Yeah, I mean, there's some, like last week's topic was on how to develop a sense of humor, which was funny. And we had a great time with that topic, and that was fun. And we've had some funny light shows, but a lot of them have been serious in a lot of ways, and that's because this is a life coaching show. And our whole idea is to try to help people have better lives, better quality of life. Because there's so many people, you know, you're a professional out in the workplace, you know, there's a lot of people with a lot of stress in their lives with whatever's going on, whatever, in their, each
yes.
individual situation.
That's for sure.
It's for sure, isn't it?
Yes.
Right. So, I mean, all of us face difficult things, and hopefully this year we have had some really good shows that have helped a lot of people, and I know we have. We have a website called goyard2014.org, O-R-G, not com, goyard2014.org, where we have all the shows we've done up through August of this year, and at the end of each month, our webmaster goes on, and he puts all the shows for that current month on our website, and they stay there forever or until Jesus comes, whichever is first. And so we've got all those shows there. And you've done this. You've gone back and listened, haven't you?
Absolutely. It's a great thing. You know, sometimes at night, if you just can't sleep and your mind is whatever, you know, just use that time and you can get some great counseling right there in the middle of the night. You know,
yeah.
on a topic, you can go down and find the topic that, you know.
Because we title them.
Exactly. So you can find the topic that, I missed that one. That one sounds a good topic. And listen to it and just be right there just like it's there again, just like it was.
Oh, you know? Absolutely.
It's just great.
Absolutely. 3 or 4 weeks ago, we did a show called When Is Enough Enough? And we've had a lot of response from that particular show because it was referring to when do you say, okay, that's it for whatever situation it might be. And I don't know if you had a chance to listen to that one.
I have not caught
okay,
yet.
Okay, that's one you got to go listen to, because the response on that has been really good. And so anyway, so that leads me to say what our topic is for tonight. And our topic is a word that's not very long. It's a short word in a way. It begins with a K, and it is kindness. K-I-N-D-N-E-S-S. Kindness. And you may say, Nan, why did you pick a topic like that?
Mama Mac, why did you pick a topic like that?
Well, the reason is, thank you for that line, the reason is because it seems to Dr. Angel and I, as we chatted this week, that it the root of so many of the problems that we as a society face in our workplace, in our homes, in our schools, all of it is a lack of kindness. You know, when we talk about bullying, and we had a show on bullying, you know, and bullying is a problem. You are in the school system as a professional in the school system, and you probably see this come in quite a bit with kids with problems,
it,
right?
It does. Oh, yeah, they come with the problems, and some are bullied, and some are the bullies, and
right.
they get in the fights, and, you know, and it's just, and they're many times coming from they're a product of the environment, many times, of where they're coming from.
Exactly.
And that's, you know.
Absolutely.
Spawns them out into, to use that term, into that type of behavior, thinking it's okay.
Okay.
And it's not okay.
Right. And so as we began to chat about all of these shows that we've been doing and about the common element for this year, we really felt like there's been a lot of serious stuff we've talked about, Nan.
Oh, you have.
I mean, really.
I mean,
and these are current real problems that people face in their lives. These are not just things that, oh, yeah, occasionally you hear about a bullying incident. No, we hear about bullying all the time, it seems
right.
like, in this day and age, especially in schools where you are. And, you know, in homes. You know, people can be very controlling, very bullying, you know, in their individual lives. And so that's why the show on kindness.
I like that.
Kindness is something that a lot of people, I think, don't even understand anymore. Nan, honestly, you and I both grew up in homes that taught that, didn't you?
Absolutely, yes, I did.
You were taught to be polite.
Oh, yes.
And you had manners, you know, and all of that, weren't you? I mean,
absolutely.
Your parents are...
We said, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, yes, sir, no, sir. We did that to our people older than us. We, you know, not just our mom and dad, but to other people, you know.
Right.
At church or social settings or whatever, we were taught you will be polite. And
right.
It was just ingrained in us, and that's the way my brother and I both turned out.
Exactly.
We still do that.
And you still do that.
Because
sometimes you say to me, yes, ma'am. And I'm like, oh, come on. But really, it's a sign of respect.
Right.
It's a sign of politeness, you know. And the problem with a lot of our society now, and especially these generations, and I've got 9 grandkids. So, I mean, I know about my kids' generation and the generation that's just now coming along. There's such a lack of respect. Do you see that in schools?
Oh, yeah. In our school, we see a lot of that. I see a lot of that. I'll sometimes walk back in the office, and I just look at it. I say, our kids are so rude, you know. And then I'll find...
That's a very important word right there. There you go. Right there. Rude.
But then what I want to say, then I'll find the one who'll see me carrying a tray of my food, of whoever I'm getting it for, and they'll go back. Someone will go back and open a door for me. And I'm like, wow. They were kind.
Okay, there you go.
They were kind to me.
I
looked at them and I said, thank you very much. They didn't have to do that. They would go out of their way to open that door for me. And I was
That's
like,
cool.
Whoa, that redeemed me. You know, redeemed the whole concept of my perception of so
of
much
these
rudeness.
Kids. Yeah, all these rudeness.
They can be kindness.
I don't even know how you define rudeness, but I tell you, it's pretty nasty when you see it. And it's everywhere. It's everywhere, you know. But that's a good example right there in schools. You know, it's in the disrespect thing is a root of a lot of unkindness, if you ask me. You know, yesterday I was talking to one of my relatives, and I said, you know, I think this anniversary show is going to be on kindness. And this person said, I just saw something on Facebook. Let me send it to you. I don't know if she just saw it then or if it's something that she'd seen a while back. And it's a cute little cartoon thing. And it says, Mother Teresa said.
Yeah.
Now, so this is very important, guys. And I wrote it down so I get it exactly right, what Mother Teresa said here. Three things in human life are important. Ready for that? The first is to be kind. There you go. The second is to be kind. And the third is to be kind. And that's what Mother Teresa says.
All right.
Okay, so if she would say that and quote and actually make such a point, that makes a huge point when you say three things and they're all the same thing. Kindness. That pretty much tells you where that whole concept has been with or was with Mother Teresa. I know she's already passed on, but I mean, she lived by that. And when you look at her life and the, you know, the caring for people that she did, especially sick people and in third world countries and all of the stuff that she did, I don't know how you can say anything about Mother Teresa other than the kindness, you know?
Right. She demonstrated what she spoke.
Yeah, so I think that's just a great quote.
Oh, that's a great quote. I'm glad they said that.
Yeah, first is kind, second is kind, third is kind. All right, so evidently kindness is very important here. And it is, you know, when you get bit by a snake, you know, and if let's say it's a poisonous snake, and you get rushed to the ER, they're going to find an antidote, you know, an antidote that comes against that poison, right? And I would like our audience tonight to think about so often the antidote that we need in our life situations, no matter how intense they might be, no matter how difficult and frustrating and maddening and, you know, we want to climb a wall sometimes with the way people behave, you know. If we can learn to respond in kindness, doesn't that send a message? I mean, after all, Mother Teresa, she's known for that.
Right.
She was known for that. And so, you know, think about the importance of our reactions to things, people, events that are less than kind. Because there's a lot of less than kind behavior out there. Not just in our workplace, but in our own families, in our, you know, and people that we run into, you know, Facebook. You know, I'm not a big fan, although I'm on it kind of a little once in a while.
Kind of on it a little.
Just a little, but not very much. I'm really not. And part of that is because there are times that people use that platform to kind of dig at other people, if you know what I mean, Nan. Have you ever seen that?
Oh, yes. I'm on Facebook a lot.
On Facebook.
I am on Facebook, yes.
Yeah, and so you have seen how people can use that platform.
I have. I also have seen how people can use it to be kind.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, there you go.
I see when people post something serious. Example, a friend of mine posted her husband was going to have surgery, and all these kind comments come in. Oh, you're
really?
In our prayers. You're in our thoughts.
Oh, that's great.
He'll be fine. You know, just like coming together.
Right.
Of a unity of kindness around that person who's
there
expressed,
you
know, something, the loss of a family member or friend.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
I've seen postings like that and people give condolences. Well, I had a lady I used to go to church with actually passed away in her sleep.
Yeah.
And she's not much older than me.
Oh,
you know?
That's scary.
Scary. But, you know, the outpouring of people to that family on Facebook. So Facebook can be a positive tool, but people can use it to express kindness. We don't always have to slam each other in it. We can be kind to each other.
Exactly. And that's a good thing. And so, and really, with the advent of Facebook, it makes communication with a lot of people easier that you don't, like, live nearby or whatever. So, yeah, there's those benefits. But that's good. I'm glad to know that there's a lot of that positive stuff goes on. I looked up a couple definitions. Merriam-Webster Dictionary says, kindness is the quality or state of being gentle and considerate.
Hmm.
That's how they defined kindness. The state of being gentle and considerate. You're thinking on that. I can see your wheels turning. Bobby, you got a comment?
Oh, no, I was just saying five oh. till the break. But
that's all right.
I am thinking, though.
But you are thinking. There you go. And that was kind of you to tell me how many minutes to the break. There you
there
go.
You go. He's exhibiting kindness right here in the studio.
There he is right there. But I think it's interesting, this correlation with gentleness and considerate behavior.
Sometimes we... Me can
you.
Find that difficult to do it in certain situations that come
up. Oh, absolutely.
Up, you know?
Yeah.
I know what came to my mind is I had a situation at the office, getting ready to leave. Someone from the outside public needed my help at that moment. And I was like, and I could feel myself inside starting to get, you know, riled up, you know, because
right.
I'd had a long day and I wanted to leave. But it was like, nope, I represent my school.
Very
so
good.
I need to, and so I was trying to figure out how much of that I incorporated into it that I hope they didn't realize I was initially agitated. But I did try to look at them with kindness and take care of what they... Because
exactly.
what they had a need.
Yeah.
And I was there and could take care of that need. And it kept me staying later than what I have to stay. But I was trying to be kind to them because I think when we move forward with compassion, we need to move forward and think, how would I feel if I was that person?
Oh, I think that's a huge point. Because a lot of times, we don't put ourselves in other people's shoes and think those thoughts. We just think about our own immediate need, don't you think?
Right.
And this causes a lot of people to not be very kind because they're in a rush or they're thinking, oh, wait a minute, I don't have time to help that person or I don't have time to, you know, whatever, you know?
Right.
And so often that the hurriedness of life, you know, the pace that we keeps us from being as kind as we could be, I believe.
I think you're right.
Okay.
it does.
I'm glad you're agreeing with me, Nan.
Oh, well, that's what you told me to do. No, I'm joking. She didn't say that. She didn't say that. I'm just joking. But, you know, what? Well, yeah, we need to be able to reach out with that kindness.
Yeah.
And you know, it's like as you're kind. Oh, we're getting ready to tag off here.
It's Dr. Angel. She is appearing.
She's appearing.
Okay, but go ahead and finish your concept.
But no, as I'm kind to you, and you're kind to Dr. Angel. Dr. Angel's kind to so and so, and that so and so's kind to so and so. It creates
dominoes.
A website. My mind's on computers. A web.
Right.
Of positive things of what's happening.
Exactly. Excellent. And so. The gentleness and the go ahead. There she is. Hey,
Dr.
everybody.
Angel.
You can see her right up there on the web.
All right.
And hey, is it pouring out there? She is soaking wet.
Okay, here you go, Dr. Angel.
And she's been in a terrible traffic situation. And of all times, huh?
Oh, my goodness. A crazy night.
Were you kind of like frustrated, doctor?
Yes. I was in traffic for about 2 hours.
2 hours? Because I know you left work early to be here early for the anniversary show.
I did.
And there you are. Well, you know what? It's the old thing of better late than never, you know? So... Absolutely. We're
glad
you're here.
You guys were doing fabulous. I was listening to the show on the way in. And I loved it.
Well, you know, hey, that's all right. We got Bobby here. We had Nan here. Now we've got Dr. Angel. So we're good. Let's let Dr. Angel catch her breath and let's go to break real quick. And we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. I want to hear what Dr. Angel has to say about this topic.
Prompt professional service is what you will receive when you allow Marcia McAllister of Charles Rittenberg Realty to help find that perfect home or list your home for sale. With over 23 years of experience in the Tampa Bay area, you will enjoy a smooth transaction from start to finish. Call Marcia today at 727-417-0707. Now is a great time to buy or sell a home. Call Marcia McAllister at 727-417-0707. Is it time to consider a new pool enclosure or beautiful screen room for your family's enjoyment? Family-owned and operated, Boyle's Aluminum is the place to call for timely installation of all types of seamless guttering and screen enclosures. Boyle's Aluminum is A-rated on Angie's List and with the Better Business Bureau. Check out their website at boylesaluminum.com or call today for a free estimate at 727-504-9354. Mention this ad for a discount on your project. Boyle's Aluminum, treating you like family with honest and reliable service.
This is Megan, an independent ambassador for Plexus, the pink drink. There is finally a healthy solution to help you lose weight. It's a most natural product that will burn fat, not muscle. People around the country are experiencing amazing results, and you can too. Check out my independent ambassador website for my contact info, testimonials, and product information at mkramer.myplexusproducts.com.
Bobby,
love
all right,
it.
Take it into town, all right. Guess what? We are pleased to have Dr. Angel Falzone back in her right chair here after Nan filled in for you so adequately. And it was, we didn't even know she was coming to the station. I mean, she just came to hear the anniversary show in live. And so isn't that how things work out?
It sure is. Perfect timing.
And she just did a great job. So thanks, Nan. And you were in pouring down rain and there was a bad accident evidently out on East Bay.
Yes, ma'am. And it was so terrible weather. Good thing I have a Jeep and I could get through some of those low-lying areas coming west.
Oh, wow. So we're glad you're here. Our topic tonight, as you know, Doctor, is kindness. And it's a kind thing for you to show up here for the show.
Thank you.
Better late than never.
True.
And you heard the quote from Mother Teresa. And I like that. I mean, in other words, for her, the essence of the most important things that humans need to be, it really is kind. Because she said it first, second, and third. It's all the same thing. Being
kind. Yes. You know, it's so funny because, you know, when we talked about the show, I was so much resonated in my mind about kindness. When you talked at the top of the hour about, you know, the generation now, it's kind of a lost art.
Yeah.
And it really is. And it's simple things. You know, kindness is giving someone a smile.
Yes. Yes.
Kindness is holding that door for someone.
Absolutely.
You know, kindness is when you're in the grocery store and someone can't reach something, help them. Take a second to help somebody. You don't know what's going on in the world and how much your little thing of kindness can do.
Absolutely.
You know, it was funny. I stopped by Wawa's this morning on my way into work because I was going in very early. And I wanted some coffee. And there was a policewoman who pulled up next to me and was walking in, you know. And I just looked at her and I said, you know what? Thank you so much for your service.
Oh, that's great.
And her, because she just looked so worried when she was walking, just torn and just like a lot was on her mind. And her whole countenance perked right up.
Oh,
and in
wow.
a time where
that's cool.
There's a lot of things with law enforcement going around in the controversy. You know what? People just need to know that people can be kind.
Absolutely. Wow. That's great. Okay, I want to pull you back to the definition from Merriam-Webster.
All right.
The quality or kindness is the quality or state of being gentle and considerate. You just gave us an example of that.
Absolutely. And that's what it is. It's being considerate for our fellow human beings.
Right.
You know, and it's we need to extend that to strangers, family, friends, neighbors. It go beyond our comfort zone and go beyond our core people. It's easy to be kind to our friends.
Right.
And it's easy to be kind to the people that we work with every day that we are, you know, friendly with. But it takes a little more effort and purposeful.
Woo, there's your word.
To be kind to.
Purposeful. That's Dr. Angel's word.
Just to humankind.
Right.
Just being kind to our fellow humans.
Yes, and animals, etc. And a lot of people are not even kind to animals, let alone people.
True. You know, and you know, as you're
that's
doing
a whole nother show.
But your day-to-day, just the little things make such a difference.
Oh, absolutely. So it occurs to me, Doctor, that on a lot of our shows for this first year, we've dealt with some really heavy, serious topics. Nan and I talked about that earlier. And a lot of these are because people are not kind. The bullying, the controlling, the domestic violence, the you know, just the need to constantly put people down. We've talked about that, how some people are like that. They're constantly, you know, finding fault, fault finding, you know.
And that's just it. We know there's enough stress and strife in life. And if we can just do something and a gesture or a handshake or a word or something that can make somebody's day a little bit better.
Right.
Why aren't we doing that?
Exactly. But why aren't we?
That's just it. That's what it boils down to. Why aren't we doing that?
Don't you think a lot of times it's because people are so self-consumed?
They just get so caught up in their world. And
right.
They're thinking, you know, it's funny because I was stuck in all this traffic. And many drivers were very not kind.
Right.
You know, when lanes were ending and roads were closed and they wouldn't let anybody in. And they were, you know, screaming and hollering and honking. And I'm just sitting there thinking, wow, this is already stressful. We're all stuck.
Yeah, everybody's stuck.
Can't we just be kind?
Okay, that brings me to the Urban Dictionary definition of kindness.
Ooh.
All right. Top definition in the Urban Dictionary. The act of going out of your way to be nice to someone or show a person that you care. And then this phrase was behind that, something that apparently does not exist in this world.
Wow.
And I thought, whoa, that's okay. A zinger right there.
I beg to differ. It does exist.
It's
a lost art. And it is there, but we need to resurrect it. We need to bring it back. This culture, we need kindness.
Why do we need kindness, Dr. Angel?
Oh, my goodness. A little bit of, you know, it's funny. Kindness is contagious.
Yes, it is.
And so when I do an act of kindness to somebody, that makes them more willing or more able to do an act of kindness. And it just keeps going. It's that pay it forward mentality.
Pay it forward, yes.
And kindness is so contagious.
Yeah, that wasn't that a movie a few years back?
It was. It was a good movie, too.
Yeah. Yeah, because, and it is purposeful, though, you
yes.
know, because we can get so caught up in our own thoughts and our own, oh, I got to rush here, I got to do that, that we don't take the time to show a kindness. Or even like you said a minute ago, a smile. How important that is, because so many people walk around with the weight of the world on their face and in their body language, don't you think?
Oh, yes, they do. And that's just that's what makes the world a better place.
Yeah.
You know, that's what brings the joy that we need, is extending those kindness to other people.
Oh, absolutely.
I feel more joyful when I'm giving kindness out.
Oh, absolutely. If you want to weigh in on this, you still have time, 727-441-3000. Or you can Google text directly to my phone, which is right here. And it is 727-888-4171. 727-888-4171 if you want to ask a question or weigh in on this subject. So the Urban Dictionary, the act of going out of your way to be nice to someone or show a person you care, out of your way. That's very important right here, isn't it?
True. And yeah, most of the time it's doing something you wouldn't ordinarily do in the scope of what you're doing. So it is going out of your way. It doesn't have to be a huge inconvenience to do it, though. And that's
right.
The amazing part of it is I have a little ritual when I come into work. And I work in a fairly large agency, and at mid-morning, I walk through all the offices and make sure I greet everybody by name and say hi to them. Good morning.
Right. Wow.
I don't have to do that. But you know what? When I don't, people notice.
Really?
Yes.
And you have a lot of therapists working under you.
And I've had coworkers who say, you know, I look forward to you making your rounds in the morning.
Oh, my gosh. That's great. That's wonderful. Yes, but that just shows that you care about that individual, and they have learned to expect that, and they need that.
Absolutely. And then as a supervisor, you know, that respect is there, and they know, you know, there's that more investment. We have a better relationship at work.
Absolutely. I like that idea. So how would we translate that for our audience into the little things that they can do in their lives?
And that's just it. We need to find the little things in our lives that we can do to make someone's day a little bit better.
Wow.
Be it if you're in the grocery store, be it if you're at the gas station. There's always something we can do. Say hi.
Right.
Smile.
Yes.
Smiling goes a long way.
Oh, absolutely, doesn't it?
It sure does.
It does, and a lot of people just don't. Got a text here, and I don't know who this is, but here's what they say. Congratulations on your one-year anniversary. I called in earlier and requested Bobby to play applesauce. Aha! Interesting. Okay.
Okay, we'll get it back. We'll get the applause again.
Okay, let's play applesauce. All right. And that's a term that we've used around this station for the applause. So you can say, yeah, we congratulate. Absolutely. Yeah. And thank you, whoever
thank
texted.
You.
Yes. And we are. Thank you for the applesauce there. It's just, it's exciting that this whole year. We're already sitting here a year into this, Dr. Angel, and I talked, I don't know if you heard it at the beginning of the hour, that our first show, you were a little, like, nervous, but immediately you got comfortable, and immediately you were just like, this is fun.
It is fun, and I was very nervous.
But anyway, yes.
But it has been such an amazing ride, and I look forward to this every week.
Oh, I do too. I do too. I was actually talking with a group of stations in California today who are very interested in picking up this show. So that's an exciting new thing that just keeps happening to us, and we're grateful. We want our listeners to contact us and then tell them a little bit. And I think it's also a kind gesture that we do this question and answer show every few weeks, because that's kind. We try to get their thoughts, their questions in, isn't it?
You know, it's great. It's giving our audience a voice.
Yeah.
And I love being able to do that. That's what it's about.
Absolutely. So send your questions in to our email address, goyard2014@gmail.com. So, setting boundaries. I want to talk about that a minute, because I have had a lot of our listeners refer back to the series we did earlier in the year on boundary setting. And you want to pontificate for a moment, Dr. Angel, on that and how that is a kind thing?
Oh, absolutely. Setting boundaries is about, you know, keeping relationships healthy, keeping myself healthy and those around me healthy. And, you know, we say yes, 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 and we try to do and meet everyone's demands. We're human, and right. I don't think anybody has the big S under their shirt, and they're
Superman.
Not Superman, Superwoman. And we can't physically do it. We can't mentally do it. We shouldn't be doing it. And so, we, you know, saying no and setting boundaries is kind. It's kind to ourselves as well as it's kind to other people around us.
So it's okay to say no. We've talked about that different times this year, haven't we?
Oh, yeah.
If it's not something you can do or don't feel that you should do.
Sure, and that's okay, and that's about protection, and that's what boundaries is all about, and it's protecting the health of myself and my relationship.
So how is that kind to the other person if you say, no, you can't go or do this? How is that kind to the other person?
Well, they may not feel it's kind in the moment.
Okay.
But the truth of it is it's kind because it's fostering a healthy relationship, and if I'm always doing things out of obligation or when I can't do it or when I don't have enough, I'm wearing down. I won't be able to give to the people that need me to be able to give to them, like my children or my family. And I'm pulling from them, and I'm not teaching that other person a healthy relationship with me.
Okay.
So
very, very important. Let's talk about tone of voice and body language.
Ooh, yeah. A lot of kindness.
Let's talk about that.
Body language is really big on kindness. You know, just if you're, you know, it's funny because I've been sitting in trainings for multiple days at work, and you can just, you know, tell by body language what somebody's almost thinking, you know, that tensed up, mad kind of body language. And
they keep looking at their watch.
Yeah.
You know, when is she going
to
be done?
That open body language is a kind gesture to somebody that I'm open and I'm available.
And when somebody crosses their arms and kind of sits back and doesn't pay attention or falls asleep, sends a message, doesn't it?
Well, you know, and sometimes people cross their arms because they're just cold.
Okay, there you go.
So we kind of got to look at what's going on around us. But here in Florida, getting cold isn't really a big issue. So
right.
But body language and having that open body language is really important because it's telling, I'm sending this message that I'm available, I'm listening, I'm here for you.
Right. Tone of voice.
Oh, yes. Well,
yes, that's our answer. Yes.
Oh, yes. Gentle tones of voice definitely exude kindness.
Sure.
You know? Nobody likes that rough, gruff tone of voice coming at them all the time. It almost like feels piercing to you almost.
Right.
When you hear it, even if somebody's saying something positive, if it comes in that rough, gruff tone of voice,
demanding.
It sounds terrible.
Right.
And
yeah.
It almost shuts me down before I could even hear their words.
Right. So it's very important that we learn to
take our tone of voice down.
Mm-hmm. Like we teach our kids, an inside voice and an outside voice. I got a radio voice, and that is not, the radio voice is not exactly how I would talk just chatting with you, right? There's a difference.
Sure, there is a difference.
Right. So, but the inside and outside voice we have with kids and some of my grandkids, they have been taught that. You know, and I like that concept. You know, inside, we're just a little quieter. You know, if you're outside playing, you want to talk about that?
Oh, sure. Because, we, you know, it's funny because in different cultures and different families, like I'm Italian and Italians by nature are loud. So when you get a group
Falzoni of... is yeah. Italian? How could that be, Bobby? I don't understand that. That doesn't... Yeah, kind of.
Yeah, so when you get a group of us together, like six houses down, probably hear our conversations, and it's just we're passionate people. But for other people on the outside, that can be come across very rough or gruff,
right.
And it's just about stimulation.
Okay.
And so when we can teach our kids to bring it down, or when we can bring it down, we're not overstimulating our senses. So we're not going to set us on this high alert of, oh my gosh, is something wrong? And you know that stress and anxiety right. that can happen.
Right. Okay. Looked up some synonyms for kindness.
Ooh,
I'm
going to
throw
You've
them at
you. You've done good research this week. I'm proud of you.
How about that? Hey. Okay, one of them is warm-hearted.
Oh, I like that.
What does that say to you?
It tells me that someone is, they're compassionate. When
okay.
they're warm-hearted, I just feel like warm-heartedness is open. It's available. There's compassion. There's empathy.
And what does compassion say to you? Because that's one of them.
Ooh, compassion says to me that you're going to hear what I have, what's going on, that you care.
Right.
That you care.
That you care and you have a desire to do something about whatever if you can.
Absolutely.
Okay. Another one was gentleness, which we kind of touched on a moment ago, but that's another synonym.
Well, and kindness is about gentleness.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Because, you know, if you're like we talked about, it doesn't matter the words. If the words we're saying are positive, if they're coming across in a harsh way, it's not going to be received with kindness.
Okay.
As kindness.
Right. Okay, here's another one. Concern.
Ooh. Kindness is about concern. Because I have to have some kind of concern for a fellow human if I'm going to exude this sense of kindness to you. Because I'm going out of my way. I'm purposefully doing something for your benefit.
Don't you think that some people are just fakey concerned?
Oh, yeah. You always have that.
But concern is, you want to, I don't know, can you describe what that really is?
Well, I think it's just that they're recognizing and acknowledging other people, things
right.
other than myself.
Right.
And
right.
I'm getting out of my own world. I'm kind of opening the windows of my world a little bit.
Okay. And including other people's needs or other people's problems or whatever.
Even just acknowledging you exist.
Oh, I know.
I
Some
mean,
people don't even do that.
You walk through world and you just wonder, does anyone even see me? Because they're
right.
like bumping into you and this and that. And you're just like, am I invisible? I mean, I can remember saying that after many trips to the Wally World. You feel invisible there.
Oh, gosh, yes. I did that many years with my little kids
no
years ago.
No kindness
oh,
there.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
And so,
pushing
yes.
in line, you
yes.
know.
So, you know, kindness is just... You know, it's funny because we think about when we think about life, and a lot of times people think success is, you know, can you know have the house, have the cars, go on the vacations, and those they measure as success. But really, when it boils down, when life is all over, people aren't thinking about all the things you owned in your life. And
no.
I'm thinking about you. What I'm going to think is how your life impacted my life.
That is exactly right. That's what happens at memorial celebrations for people when they pass away.
And you know,
right?
And I've been to memorial celebrations of people who had millions of dollars and these great things and five people sitting in their service.
Right. And yet I've been at so many and conducted many where people were just so loved and you could they just wanted to talk about that, you know, and how kind that person was.
True. Absolutely. So our legacy is built on our kindness.
It is. I had my uncle's funeral up in Indiana back in February, and I always give people an opportunity to express something if they'd like. And some of the family members said things. And then this little old lady in the back of the church, and church was full, she stood up and she says, "Can I say something?" You know, and I said, "Sure," you know. And she said, "I want to say that Jack was the kindest man I ever knew." And she said it kind of in that tone and real slow. And she said, "Whenever I was walking down the road to go get my mail or whatever, and he was out mowing, he would stop his mower, turn it off, and ask me how I was."
Wow.
And I tell you, there wasn't a dry eye, you know, in the place because that just showed his true character mm-hmm. of how kind he was to this lady who was a neighbor lady that lived down the road, you know?
And there's a legacy there.
There
and
it is.
That's
and
where
that,
it is.
All these people heard that about him at his memorial. I don't know. I'm glad you brought that up, Doctor, because I feel like that so often we plant seeds all through our lives. We plant seeds of discord. We plant seeds of control. We plant seeds of bitterness and unforgiveness. And I'm not going to forgive them because they did. Rah, 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 rah. You know, when in truth, we need to be really concerned about planting seeds of kindness.
Oh, absolutely. You know, and one of the things is, you know, we can start in our daily world. We can start with the people who live in our house. And one of the things, you know, I think of is there something I can do today to make one of my kids' lives a little bit better?
There you go.
Is there something I can do? You know, and kindness, it just starts, once you start doing it, we start making patterns, and it's a habit, and it's a great habit, because now I'm investing care and concern and compassion
yes.
into people around me, strangers,
you're
my
planting
family,
seeds.
My friends.
You're planting seeds of kindness.
And I'm building that legacy.
Well, what did Johnny Appleseed do for America? What did he do? Do you remember?
No, I don't.
He planted apple seeds, Dr. Angel, across
Sorry.
The United States. His name was Johnny. And it was, as I remember in grade school, unless it was a fable, but I think it was true. Was it true, Nan and Bobby? They think it was true. Johnny Appleseed. And I think what I remember that he did was he loved apples and he loved apple trees. And he would, you know, just plant these seeds everywhere he went. And eventually a tree would grow from that. Kind of a great metaphor.
It really is a great metaphor. And that's true. And that's
true
the
or
seeds
not,
we're
but
planting.
I think it is true.
So what seeds are we planting here? Are you planting the seeds of anger and frustration and self-centeredness? Are we planting those seeds of care and compassion and kindness?
Oh, absolutely. And considerate behavior, you know, for heaven's sake.
Oh, my goodness. If I could, we could talk all day long about needing some just consideration when you... borrowing things from people and returning them and just simple considerations.
Absolutely. People who borrow money and then they never, you never hear from them again or something, whatever.
Oh, all kinds of stuff can happen. Just that considerate for
right.
other people coming behind us when you use a space, cleaning back up for somebody. Just simple things
at
that
the
we
gym.
Would think is a given.
At the gym. You know, I love to watch people at the gym. Then they, you know, and they wipe off the handlebars of the, you know, whatever. And after they're done, not just before they begin.
Mm-hmm.
And I see that a lot in the gym I go to. And it's cool. It's cool to see that.
Consider it.
Yeah. Another definition I saw was kindness is an act of goodwill.
Oh, it really is. You know, and I think when we, you know, I love that you quoted Mother Teresa, because when I envision kindness, she is absolutely the epitome of it. Absolutely. She is.
She is.
And she just lived that humility,
right.
that life of you know, humbleness and serving humans.
Right. Absolutely.
You know, and I think sometimes we get, you know, in our culture, and this has been really big in the news lately, but I think what happens is we want to reach out and extend our kindness to people who are just like us or who think like us or who believe like us.
Oh, boy, that's a good one. Yes.
I know, I'm really touching a
talk
hard
on that.
One
no, talk on that.
It's true. You know, and I've seen it all. You brought up Facebook at the top of the hour, but it's been all over Facebook. And so when people, you know, perceive that someone's thinking like them, they can, oh, well, I'm praying for you, or I'm thinking of you. But when they think that this person might have a different lifestyle or different choices or a different faith or whatever is different, it's not nice.
Different color of their skin.
It could be anything. And
I know,
so,
it's awful the way humankind can behave like that.
It's true. It is. You know, and Amy Grant did a song a few years ago, you know, she's my favorite, but
yeah.
it's called Behind the Eyes, and she talks about we're all the same behind the eyes.
Ooh, that's good.
And it's true. When we peel it back, we're all human, and we all need love, and we all need compassion, and we all need care. Well, you know, that picking and choosing,
yes.
that's not true kindness and compassion.
No, it's really not. We talked earlier, Nan and I talked a little bit about rudeness and attitude and unforgiveness. And those are just the opposite things of true kindness. You
Absolutely,
know?
They're the opposite of it. And that's what we need to get rid of, because when we talked about those negative emotions, those are the ones that's going to hit us at the core the most.
Right.
You know, and I know we've done a lot of shows on, you know, how it physically affects our body, but kindness is one of those positive effects on our bodies.
Yeah. I mean, it's a great way to start our second year on this show, right?
Absolutely.
With a show on kindness.
Being kind.
And we're talking about kindness to others, but I want to throw this in because we're running out of time. Kindness to ourselves, Doctor.
Oh, we have to be kind to ourselves. And that's where the boundaries
are
coming in.
So many people are not.
No, they are not. And that's where our boundaries come in. And that's when knowing, you know what, this is what I can give and this is what I can't. Because I need time for myself to rebuild and to rejuvenate and to take time to take care of what I need to take care of in my own life.
And that includes rest.
Mm-hmm.
That exercise. It includes getting away from it all and taking a moment for yourself. For me, that's the causeway, you know, and sitting there and you know, the birds walk by and the kayaks and or me out in my kayak. That, to me, is a time for myself where I'm being kind to myself.
Absolutely, and everyone has their thing. You know, some nights I might read a book for pleasure. Some nights I might walk to the beach for sunset. Some nights I might just do nothing and sit and take a nice long hot shower and just relax.
But right.
Put on my family makes fun of me because I like to put those face masks on. So I'll come out with my relaxing face. I tell them I'm out at the spa is what I tell them.
So all that green stuff all over your face, right? It's like seaweed.
That's feeding back into myself. And you know what? I feel so relaxed doing those things.
And so be kind to yourself.
True.
I mean, that's a great thing that we need to talk about. And give yourself acts of goodwill.
You know?
Treat yourself.
When we talk about kindness, it makes me think of the Ellen DeGeneres show. Because she always ends her show every day with something. I don't remember exactly because I haven't seen it in years. But it's like, just be kind to others.
Yes.
And that's really what it's about. We need to be kind to ourselves and kind to others.
Absolutely. And when we do that, our whole perspective changes. When we feel fulfilled. Like we've had a good day or whatever. But do you know when you've messed up and, you know, been mean to someone in traffic or whatever the case may be, you don't really feel good about that, do you?
You don't. And you kind of come in and you're edgy and you're quick-tempered. And, you know, it's funny because as much as I was frustrated coming in late today from traffic, you know, I extended my gestures of kindness. And you know what? Although I felt the stress of being late.
Yes.
I didn't feel that anger and that tension of all that experience.
So you let people cut in front of you?
I let people. They didn't cut because I let them in front.
Oh, you didn't cut. There you go. I let them do that.
I let them. They were just as stuck as I were. You know, so that was just being kind to other people who needed some kindness coming home from work. I'm sure people were late getting their children and all kinds of stuff.
Well, I have got to say, and I'm going to say this without tearing up here, that you are one of the gentlest, kindest, most loving people that I've ever known and ever met. And it is an absolute joy to have spent, I'm sorry, but to have spent this whole year at this mic with you because you live what you say. And you are not hypocritical in any way. And you're one of the best mothers of those three teenage boys that I have ever known. And your advice that you give on this show is excellent. And it's a joy to be able to work with such a kind person.
Thank you so much. And I find it a privilege to sit here next to you. You've just guided me along the way.
We're a good team.
We are.
And Nan, you were a great sub. Thank you for coming to the station right at the right moment. God sent you, I'm sure. So, and we miss Chris, but Bobby's a great engineer. And thank you, Bobby, for filling in for us. And that completes our first year on Go Yard, and we begin our second year tonight. God bless you all. Every one of you, we want to hear from you. 727-888-4171, or you can email us, goyard2014@gmail.com. See you next week on Go Yard with
Dr. Angel
and Mama Mac.
Good night.
See ya.
And make me whole. It's down with the old and up with the new. The heart reset my life, take two. Oh, Lord, have mercy on this weary soul.
WTAN, Clearwater, Tampa Bay. WDCF, Dade City, Tampa Bay. WZHR, Zephyr Hills, Tampa Bay. Listen.